I just have a short message tonight, just because it's a bit more relaxed, and I like it. Anybody else? I personally like it. I just want to talk about beginnings, which seems maybe an obvious topic, given that it's January 1st. But I was just thinking about how, like, any time you get to a new year, it's this real chance to kind of start fresh and to begin again and to think about, like, where your life is going and what you're doing and what you want to do in the year and what is, like, good about what happened in the last year or what you really didn't like or what you want to see happen differently, yeah? I mean, we kind of have this idea that we can do that. But I don't know, for me, really thinking, like, whether you would rather forget everything that happened in 2011 or whether it was the best year of your life, like either way, it's still over and it's still not 2011 anymore. And now is our chance to move forward into everything that God has for us and start doing the things that He's got for us this year, because we can't live in the things that God had for us last year or 10 years ago or whatever it is. Like we need to listen to God. We need to do the things that He's got for us each year and each day and each week, yeah, and get into it. And so I guess the idea behind like saying, yep, January, New Year's reboot, is about just kind of resetting everything. I realize that when you try and describe the word reboot, you use heaps of other words with re at the start, like reset, refresh, restore. Anyway, so I'm trying to avoid it, but if I say lots, don't worry. But it's kind of like everybody here knows, you know, we've all used computers, yeah? Everyone knows what a computer is. And you know what a reboot is, where, you know, stuff is just becoming unmanageable and you've got like 50 different programs open and 20 different windows and the computer just slows to a crawl and then you just, I don't know, you open like just one more tab in your browser and it's just like, no? Okay, just me. And then you reboot and it resets everything and it clears out like the cookies and the caches and all of the whatever that's in the computer. And all of that junk that's been accumulating, and it lets your computer kind of get a fresh start, yeah? And then you turn it on and it's good and everything works again, yeah? And that's kind of the aim and the thought of a New Year's reboot, is that for a few weeks we could just switch off and then on again and just, like, not switch off like I'm not going to do anything this year, but just take some time to relax and just, like, really focus on what God's got for each of us individually and as a church and as a group of young people, where we can just say, yeah, God, what have you got for this year? Like, if we just kind of turn off and switch off to the distractions and switch off to the things that happened last year and kind of let go of the stuff that we accumulated over 2011 and just reboot into this year, like, what would you want to do for us? And I think if we can do that, then we can really be ready for the things that God has for us in this year coming and the things that God has for us to do, yeah, right now and in the future, because, you know, we can't afford to be carrying stuff and baggage from 2011 and expect to do everything that God wants to do in 2012. It doesn't work. You know, there might have been heaps of good things, and there were heaps of good things, and there were heaps of things that you might change, but regardless, we can't carry it, yeah? And I was thinking about in Lamentations 3 how it says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And just that God's promise is not just that at a new year we can refresh and we can reboot and we can restart, but every single morning He says His mercy is new, His compassion is new, it is unfailing, and His love just never stops and never fails and never ends. And every morning can be like a new year. Every morning can be waking up saying, God, I just want to live for you today and this year, and I want you to just to cleanse me and to, like, be in my heart and be in my life. But even more so, like, just New Year's is that time where you can just really focus on that so easily, yeah, because everybody is. And so I really believe that it's going to be a huge year for us, you know. Like, we're getting married. I know that everybody else is consumed with that for the whole of the year. That's pretty much the biggest thing that's happening this year, I think. Do you agree? Rach agrees with me, so that's like everybody. Apart from that, you know, we've got go teams going on trips, which is really cool. so excited about that. And if you haven't like put your hand up for one of those trips yet, or you think that you can't do it, then think again and try and do it, because it's just, you just need to do it. Come and see Pete. Talk to him about that. He will want you to go on a trip. As well as that, like we're working towards building a new building, which is going to be a huge next step. And I remember when we moved into this building, just how much opened up in terms of ministry and things that we could do as a church, and new things that started because of that. And it's not about like a physical space, but it's about what that allows you to do and what it does. And I don't know, the fact that we would just, you know, break ground somewhere, we would build something that is ours and that we own and is there to stay, is just so powerful. And I think that you know, God might use us for so many years to come to do something in His city and in this community and with His church is awesome. So I don't know, this year is really big and there's a lot going to happen in this year, and so I think we need to take it as just a new start and a new beginning and get ready for everything that God's got. Yeah, and before we get into the busyness of it all again, just kind of stop for a second and go, yep, God, I want you to just be with me, and I want you to use me for your purpose and your glory, and I want to be close to you. Yeah, and get that in. Yeah, because I don't know, I was just thinking about how God is there at the very start. And right at the beginning, like every time I restart, every time we say, yep, we're going to start fresh, God is, you know, He's already restarted. He's already there. He's already gone ahead of us. Yeah, I was reading Genesis 1:1 today because I started the Life Church reading plan again, that we have bookmarks somewhere of if you want. And I started it today because I was like, it's a good day to start. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. I just am really amazed that God was there, you know, long before there were New Year's parties, long before there were years at all. Like, even before there was such thing as a year, God existed, and He has just always existed. And before there were New Year's resolutions or anything like that, God was there. And He always was, and He always is, and He always will be. And He goes beyond any sense of time or any sense of what we would say as like a new beginning. And so that means every time that we have a new beginning, God is like, I'm way ahead of you, because I'm just always here, ready to go. I'm always at the new year, because I'm in every single time and space and outside of every time and space. And you know what I'm saying? God is always there, ready to go. And so it's not up to God to be ready. It's not like we are kind of like, yeah, God, all right, you better come now because it's New Year's and I'm going to take some time to seek you and to start again. Like, and so you better kind of come and show up. God's like, I'm here ready to go when you're ready to go, yeah? And He was there before all of that. And even bigger and more amazing, I think, is that He loves us and He's for us, and that He has a plan for me and He has a plan for you, and it's individual and it's specific and it's full of purpose and life. And that we have the incredible blessing to just say, God, you've won the ground already for us. You've already gone through it. You've already done it. And we can live in that. And I love that song that we just did before. It just says, like, living on the ground that He won, because God has already won the ground that we need to build 2012 on. Yeah, He's already done the things that we need Him to do so that we can do the things that He's called us to do. Yeah, He's already there ahead of us, waiting for us to do what we need to do. Yeah, and I think that if we can really get the understanding and the power of God is with me and God is with us, and if I can really get in my life that God actually is with me and He is for me and His faithfulness never ends and His mercy is new every day, then what could stop us? Yeah, what could be against us if God is there and He says, I created years, so I'm here for you in the new year. Yeah, it's, I was reading in Psalms, in Psalm 46, it says, nations are in uproar and kingdoms fall, but He lifts His voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations He has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. I'm really amazed that God is for us and that he is with us and that he is just Lord Almighty over all of heaven and all of earth. And when we come into the new year, I think we need to take time to just sit and just, you know that God is God. And know that he is in control over everything, that he has power over everything, and that he is with us and for us, and that he is our fortress and our strength. And because of that, we can do anything. And without that, we can do nothing. And I don't know, I really feel like we need to get that into our hearts. And I really want to spend some time the next few weeks, and I encourage you to do it as well. Just really, I don't know, getting that God is God and that he is for you and letting him speak that into your heart before we get into the things that we need to do this year, before, you know, uni goes back and school goes back and we go back to work. Maybe you already have, but like before all of that, that we would just say, God, I know that you are God and that you are for me. And because of that, I can have life with you and relationship with you, and I can build on what you've done for me. Amen. And if we can do that, then there's nothing that we can't do with this year. In Luke 6, Jesus tells this story, and he says, "As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I'll show you what they're like. They're like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete." You know, there are things that will happen this year that won't be good. Like, it's not just going to be all happy, 2012 was the most perfect year of my life, nothing ever went wrong. Things will happen that we don't expect, things will go wrong, you know, we will face challenges. We are trying to do big things, and so there will be big challenges. But like Jesus says, if you would hear my words and you would put them into practice, it's like building this deep foundation on a rock, that when those things come, you will stand, nothing will knock you over, and you'll be able to build something solid, yeah? And nothing will be shaken. Like your house, the thing that you build would not be shaken. And I guess my encouragement, my challenge for myself and for all of us is that we would build on the rock this year. And at the start of this year, build the foundation of just hearing what God is saying to us and doing what he is saying to us. And that's just reading his word and spending time in his presence, listening to what he says and obeying his commands, not out of like a religious thing or out of obligation, but because you love God and because he loves you, and as a response to his incredible grace, and then enabled by that grace to do it. And when we can do that, and when we can build on the rock, and we can build on this foundation of grace and love and strength that comes from God, then there's nothing that can come against us that will stop us, yeah? And so, I don't know, I'm just going to finish, but I'd encourage you to take the next couple of weeks to just refresh and to reboot and to turn off and then on again, ready for everything that God has for this year, because I know that God has so much for all of us, not just as a church, but each and every one of us as individuals that he wants to do. And to take hold of that, I think we need to just restart and know that God is God, that he is for us, and build on that foundation. Amen. I'm going to pray before we finish. God, I just thank you so much for your presence, God, that you're here right now, and God, that you're not just here when we play worship songs or when we read your word, but you are here always, every day, God. And I hope that and I pray that you would help us just to connect with you more, God, and spend more time with you and see you more every day, God, and spend time just in your presence always. And God, I pray that this year you would help us to be people who build on the rock, God, and who spend time just with you and seeking you. And God, we wouldn't just hear what you have to say, but we would obey it so that we can do everything you've called us to do this year, God. And so I pray that you would just show us who you are, God, and show us your purpose for this year, and just be with us now, God. Amen. Awesome. These guys are going to play another song. We're going to finish, and then we're going to have a barbecue and cricket and whatever. It's going to be fun.